As-salamu alaykum, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for rejoining our show. Sheikh, just before the break, I asked you the very important question about how some people accept God late in their lives. And this is obviously very important to understand so that we can get a clearer understanding of why some people, for example, have still not embraced a religion, have still not embraced Islam. Mm-hmm. Is it because they have never made dua, they've never supplicated to God? Mm-hmm. Or is it because they've supplicated, their supplication has not been sincere? Or is it neither of the above? And is it simply because God just has not chosen it for them? So could you please just continue on with what you were saying?
Briefly again, I say that it is not related to the religion of the people. Mm. Human beings, inside themselves, they have different needs. Mm. One of the needs is to know something, sure. Okay? And one of the things that they want to know is their own creator. Mm. Who is my creator? So, what is the role of religion here? We say that the religion emphasizes and directs us to the God, okay? Because, unfortunately, we see that many people, okay, they see in their life, their own life, they have lost something, but they do not know what is that one, okay? I want to like something, sure. Okay, but I don't know what is that things exactly. So we see that the people go astray, okay? They misguided because they do not have a specific guide. Uh-huh. The religion is a guide. Religion is a specific things to fulfill our needs for knowledge, mm-hmm. Okay? If I have a need, individual needs to eat something or so on, okay, I can go and find out what is good for me. If I have need for laws or I say that social needs, okay, I can fulfill it in different ways. Indeed. Because animals can do
indeed.
It.
Indeed.
But religion is an answer to my need, okay? I call them supreme need. Mm. These are supreme needs. Because I need to know who is my creator. Where did I come from? Where do I go after this, you know, life? What is going to happen to me?
Fundamental questions that every person should ask themselves.
Yes. So, I think everyone has a question, but, you know, the level is different. Mm-hmm. But religion is an answer to these questions. Religion is a guide, you know. So, you see that many people misguide, unfortunately, okay? So, in different parts of the world, you see some people who have specific faiths. Uh-huh. Sometimes if you take a look at them, you may laugh. Okay, you say, okay. But unfortunately, you find out that yes, it is a fact that they have a specific need, but they really do not know how to fulfill it. Mm. Religion is a specific, you know, answer or to fulfill my, you know, needs. Mm-hmm. Okay? Religion emphasizes how to find a better way, the quickest way, okay, to the Lord, to our Creator, to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, or something like this. So one of the first levels that I explained in previous session was the cognitional, you know. Relationship.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that really, really needs a very simple and basic explanation, because when people talk about cognition, people think, what does that mean? Okay, what do you mean get to know God? It's not like getting to know a person. What does that mean? Like, okay, if some people say, okay, get to know an imam. What do you mean? Should I get to know his name, his date of birth, where he was born? What does it mean? Are we talking about his, you know, his facts that we know about his life? Are we talking about his spiritual qualities? And if this is the case, I mean, are we talking about the same in reference to God? How do we understand him?
Yes.
I mean, it's very important to understand this from a very basic perspective.
To know God, the most important thing is to know his attributes. Mm-hmm. Because God is our creator, okay?
And one more thing. A lot of people, when they talk about this particular topic, they say, well, when I say, well, I'll get to know God, does that mean that I just learn his qualities, I learn his his 99 attributes, for example, or all of the 1,000 names that are mentioned in Dua Jawshan al-Kabir.
Yes.
So if I learn all of these, does that mean I know God?
One of the ways is that, yes, you know, because if you want to exactly know something, you have to go deeply through your heart, okay? So it has different levels, different phases. For example, if you know the names of God, as you mentioned in Dua and Supplication of Jawshan al-Kabir, okay, thousands of names of God, but all of them are the attributes of God. So in this way, you can find it better, okay? For example, sometimes you go to a city. The city has a specific name. But you really do not know where does the name come from. Okay, what is the meaning of that name exactly? But if you go deeply to find out the meaning of that name, and also the city which is called, for example, you know, this one or that one. Okay, has a specific meaning, and this meaning, okay, gives you a very good background of that place, okay? In this way, you feel that you may like the city, okay? And you find out some, you know, interest inside yourself, okay, toward the city. You see that by these names and knowing about the names of God, that they come from the attributes of God, you little by little find out that who is your creator exactly. The one who has created me, who has fed me, who has everything, who has been from the beginning, who is going to be at to the end, okay? He is beyond everything, okay? One by one, thousands of, you know, names and attributes, it is very important. I think to go through his attributes is one of the most important, you know, ways to know God. Yeah. Of course, as well, some people may ask that, does the God have a father? He has been born or something.
Has he been given birth to?
Yes, or something like this. Okay, maybe. But these are the first and so, I think, not important, you know, questions. But yes, to know God, we have to refer to his attributes, to little by little know him. I gave you the example of your friend. You have different friends, but you love them or you like one of them as well because of his attributes, because of his characteristics. And this is how to know God and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is one perspective.
Yes, one perspective.
But Sheikh, you know, I mean, for example, if somebody just memorizes all of the names, can we say that that is knowing God? If I say I know every single
not
name,
not necessarily.
So what does it mean? What does it mean to say that I know God because I know his attributes? What does that actually mean?
Yeah, let me give you an example. You know, referring to the book of Maulavi. This is a book of different, you know, poems.
Yes,
you may have heard about it.
Rumi.
Rumi.
Yes.
Yes. There is a nice poem about the Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhim alayhi salam, that Moses was going, you know, to another, to a place.
Sure.
During the way, he find out, Moses find out that he is saying some words to a person, but there is no one, you know, around. He get closer and closer, and he find out that he is talking to God. And he was talking to God that, oh God, if you come here, I am going to comb your hair.
I will give you a place
going
to sleep.
Put a place for you. I am going to, bring water, food, or something. So
he almost personified it.
Yeah. Moses got so angry about the person. He said, oh, what are you saying? God is not a person. God is not a, someone like me that you want to bring food for him or you want to make a bed for him or something like this. What are you saying? And it means that you have no faith in God. You are completely kafir. And, you know, so the shepherd became so regretful and, you know, sad and said, I didn't know that I am becoming kafir. So When he passed the shepherd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Jibreel, or maybe some voice came to him and said, okay, why did you do...
Why did you speak to my servant in this way?
Yeah, he was my servant. In his faith, okay, God was something like this. That is enough. Because we are not seeing the words of the people. We are taking a look at his heart, okay? It is very important. Sometimes if I memorize just the names of God, does it, you know, let me to know God exactly? No. If I want to know God, I have to know God with my whole heart. So you see that different people have different knowledge about
Excellent.
God.
Excellent. Thank you, yeah. Sheikh. We're going to take a short break. Inshallah, when we come back,
Inshallah.
We'll come back onto this discussion. Thank you. That was a beautiful answer. Please stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll come back after this short intermission. Thank you very much.